This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk on Passionate World Internet Radio. We've all heard the news about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and his client caught up in a betting scandal. While Shohei Ohtani is innocent until proven guilty, it certainly reminds us of the dangers of anyone in sports getting caught up in gambling. And this pretty much should remind us all of the Pete Rose scandal. Many, many people remember Pete Rose as a legendary player who seemed to have a supernatural knack for knowing what pitch was coming, and having played with a passion and competitiveness beyond most players through baseball history. But the man was wound up in big trouble in 1989, when, after his playing career, he was accused of betting in a Sports Illustrated article as manager of a team on games he managed. Now, many baseball fans know that it is the cardinal sin of the game of baseball to bet. Like many athletes, baseball players are very, very competitive, and Rose more than others. Rose insisted he did not bet on baseball, and eventually Major League Baseball hired an independent investigator to look into the charges. It was found that Rose bet on games he managed, and while he did not deliberately lose, the mere fact that he had done this was enough of a threat to the game to bar him for life. Rose was barred from taking part in Major League Baseball ever again, and barred from the Hall of Fame. You get the feeling many, many people in the commissioner's office right now are dealing with the ghosts of Pete Rose and the Dowd Report, regardless of whether Shohei Ohtani bet on games or not. Even Rose himself has commented on the situation. It's certainly frightening that decades later, baseball is in a similar situation. Regardless of the outcome of this situation, you have to wonder if leagues are thinking twice about their relationships with betting apps, especially Major League Baseball. It leaves one believing that the commissioner of baseball has no choice but to hire an independent investigator, just like was done in 1989. Look into what happened. And yes, if it is found Shohei Ohtani bet on games, bar him for life. More than ever, sports leagues, especially Major League Baseball, need to remind athletes that betting on games is unacceptable. In fact, I would suggest they bar athletes from betting on sports of any kind. But the fact that baseball is in a similar situation reminds us that, unfortunately, America's pastime will face the same issues regardless of decade. Commissioner Rob Manfred, indeed, has no choice but to hire an independent investigator, give him free rein to look into what happened, and punish Ohtani, barring him for life if he bet on baseball. But in the end, it's just a sad reminder that regardless of the decade, regardless of who's playing, regardless of who's managing, gambling is the threat to the integrity of professional baseball that it's always been. And either Shohei Ohtani's interpreter needs to go to jail for theft, or, and if Ohtani bet, he should be barred for life. In the end, the sad truth is, professional baseball will never be free of the threat of gambling. To say so is terribly naive. Regardless of the outcome of this case, it's disturbing how similar the two scandals already are. And if baseball can do anything to stop this from happening again. This is Dan Riley from Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.